Welcome to the Ever Increasing Word Training Center. We're so excited to be back with you, and we're so excited to have you connected to the School of Training with Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. It is our joy and delight to share with you the truths that transform our culture. As we step into the room of the culture of honor, and we continue to embrace the mindset of the kingdom, and having a kingdom mindset that develops our culture, our core belief system, what we believe to be true according to the Word of God, and live according to that truth, even in the midst of unbelievers, doubters, skeptics, and critics who do not believe in the reality of the surety of God's existence, but you and I do. And we're hungry to continue to search and dig to know God in a greater way. So as we continue our study and we deal with the apostle and the apostolic ministry, we want to pick up where we left off, because where we left off was powerful as we embrace the five mantles or gifts that God has given to the church, with the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Understanding the concept and the purpose of each calling and gift to the body of Christ help us to embrace the importance of the gifts, the anointings, and the releases in the Spirit to us who are sons and daughters of their houses in the kingdom of God. So we pray as we tune in, you get ready. Amen. Get your pen and your book ready. Embrace the teaching. I believe that it's transforming and that you're able to set up under your leader with a more clear, precise vision and purpose and energy, because you know the gift and the purpose and the call of that gift and how God has connected you to that gift and how it enriches your life every time you hear the voice of your man or woman of God. So it is vital that we have a clear understanding of the will of God. So as we look to our study book, and we notice on page 64, the very first sentence, I want you to make note of it, because it is powerful. It says here, the apostolic environment is an exciting place. And yes, it is. Because the focus on heaven allows prayer, worship, miracles, signs, and wonders to become normal in our daily lives. When we understand and embrace this culture of the apostolic, it shifts the environment that surrounds us every day, every facet of the environment, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it's marital, whether it's raising our kids, whether it's business, economics, whatever your life takes on, the apostolic government from heaven to earth begins to impact and to empower that environment with God's presence and God's power. What those things we just mentioned about prayer and worship and signs and wonders and miracles are normal in your environment. And because you're wearing and connecting to an apostolic grace, your life is ever transforming and evolving into a heavenly spectrum. It's heaven on earth. The peace, the joy, the rest that is happening in heaven started happening in your life. You live heaven on earth. This is why it's so vital in this environment. No, it's not happening in everyone's life. It's not happening in every area. It's only happening to those who embrace the truth of God's design of the kingdom with the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and those who embrace the callings and those mantles. When we have the right perception, then we also can receive the right empowerment from those gifts. That's why we taught you earlier about respecting the titles, because the titles identify the callings and giftings. And when there's an honor for it, it releases the graces onto your life. So we're excited that you're living an apostolic, shifting, transforming, conforming your life into a kingdom believer's lifestyle. And this is where it makes the difference, that you are not like everyone else. I do not operate like everyone else. You do not live like everyone else, because God is your source. And you live from a heavenly government, not an earthly, manly wisdom government. That makes a difference. That makes a difference. So I live a normal life of what is known as, in many circles, the supernatural. The supernatural. Living in supernatural manifestations where God invades earth on my behalf, because I invite God into my environment to be Lord and to be Savior in my life. That changes everything. It changes everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says here, that's number one. Matter of fact, I want you to write that down. That is number one. Make note of it. The environment of the signs, wonders, and miracles are normal in the life of an apostolic believer. They're normal. It happens all the time. It's a lifestyle, not just an event, a lifestyle of going from glory to glory and faith to faith and victory to victory. This is how we flow. This is how we flow. He talks about not only the pros of the apostles, but he's talking about the cons of the apostles. The apostolic ministry, understanding it, how it functions, how it operates, its precepts and concepts, how vital it is, because people can become offended by the apostolic because it is not touchy-feeling, dealing with your feelings and your emotions. Nor is it always dealing with your needs. Because the apostolic is focused on heaven to earth, not earth to heaven. And so we can become, in the apostolic, we can become kind of rough on the edges because it's not smooth, because it's iron sharpening iron. It's iron sharpening iron. It's about maturing you, not pacifying you, not babying you and burping you. We leave that to the pastoral. But the apostle deal with the stretching, the pulling, the breaking of mindsets and habits, breaking traditional and denominational teachings and trainings that have warped our mindset concerning the kingdom of God, which is power and anointing, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's about spiritual maturing in our relationship with God. So we're going to see the cons of the apostles and why it is necessary for the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers to be in this networking together. Not competing, but completing. Working in unison, working in harmony, so the flow of heaven can flow from heaven to earth. Well, all the saints are fully being ministered to and maturing in the things of God. In the things of God. Let's go forward. He says, however, There is one particular area. This is number two. Make note of this. This is number two. However, there is one particular area that the role of the apostle is not designed to address directly. Directly. Make sure we understand that it's not that they don't know it exists, but it is not a direct focus or agenda of the apostles. Of the apostles. He called it, it's not designed to address directly the needs of people. The needs of people. Food, clothing, housing, paying their bills, those type of things that we operate every day in. The apostles are not focused on earth-centered. They are focused heaven-centered. They are heaven-centered. What God is saying, what's happening in heaven, bringing it to earth. The wholeness that you and I need in our life every day to be complete. To be complete. To be totally healed in our mental and spiritual and physical capacities. So we can function in having those needs met at a high level. At a high level. So let's go further. Let's what it says here. The needs of people. He said, do you remember what the apostles said when confronted with the needs of the people in Acts chapter 6, verse 4? Acts chapter 6, verse 4. But we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. We will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. That is where the apostles are centered. That is where they are rooted. So therefore, we must not become offended when they do not address feeding, clothing, people, sheltering people. They don't deal with those things. It's not that God is not concerned, but the Bible says in Matthew 6 that your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. He knows you have need of those things, but first seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. The apostle is in part A of verse 36, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then B part says, and all these things will be added unto you. It's maturing you, your thought life, your mentality, your focus, your energy toward heaven in God's assignment. And then we begin to deal with the other offices or mantles that addresses the other areas of human needs, of human needs. But the apostle does not focus centered on those needs. So let's make sure we understand that as number two. As number two, make sure we understand that. Okay, this is what he also says. He said, it is not that they didn't care about the people. They did something to make sure that quality men in their communities address these needs. But an apostle has to have the freedom. Listen to this. The apostle has to have the freedom to pursue heaven. If he or she is effectively going to fulfill an apostolic call. That's number three. Don't box your man and woman of God down and then block them out because they do not address your need area. The need area, and you may be a member of church and you're doing well, but you see needs of people going without, and people who may need clothing, people may need food, who may also become a part of the ministry. And you're saying, you may be saying, well, we need to address that. We need to do something about that. But your apostle is not focused, centered on that himself, but he signed up institutions or programs within the church that addresses those areas of ministry or needs of people. That is vital. That is vital. That's why we all got to be networking together so we all could address the totality or the wholeness or holistic living of every member of the body of Christ, and especially of the local church, But the apostle, you must understand, as believers and sons and daughters of the house, your apostle need to be free. His hands need to be free. This is one of the reasons why you are a member of that church. It's one of the reasons why you're called to that congregation. To become pillows, to become hands and legs and eyes and voices to those areas of ministry. One of the things I always said to people is, if God reveals a need to you, then you're the person that is needed. You're the person that is needed. That's why God showed it to you, because he wants you to put your hands on that area of ministry. Find out how to connect and become effective in that area. And what you're doing now is you're equipping and holding up the arms and the hands of your man or woman of God, and giving him or her the freedom to continue to pursue, to pioneer, to cut a path for others to follow. That's how vital it is that you do not engage in conversations with people who are critical of your apostle not addressing those areas himself. But help them to understand, God sent us here to undergird this vision. That's why you and I are here, to undergird the vision, put our hands on it, so the men of God hands can be free to continue to pursue heaven and the word of God. That must be your stand as a believer, as a son of the house. You must be able to help address and put out the lit sparks. The enemy would love to have the murmuring going on in the church about what the apostle is not doing, when he has sent you there as a son and a daughter to help undergird and to cover the ministry, to make sure those little bit of sparks do not turn into a blaze or a flame in the local church, that people can get properly instruction, direction, and correction through each one of us who are mature and maturing in the things of God in this connection or in this culture. This is how we keep the devil from getting busy and stirred up to cause a division and confusion in the local church. When mature sons and daughters can stand up and give clarity and direction to those who are misinformed or blinded to the truth. Okay, we got that. That was number three. The hand of the man of God, or the apostle, need to be free so he can pursue the things of heaven. Very, very important. Let's focus our attention to the downside. The downside of the apostolic. And we talked about it just briefly, about him not being people need purpose, but people got purpose and got focus, full of God, He says here, when an apostle pursues his or her calling without the other ministry graces in place, several real issues creep into the environment and threatens success for the apostolic leader. Again, it is vital. This is number four. It is vital that we connect, identify the gifts and callings and graces in the local church. I strongly am persuaded and believe we need to have an apostle, the prophetic, the evangelist, the pastoral, and the teacher ministry in every congregation. And even if your local church is not has not yet identified the prophet in the church, or the prophet has not been added to the church as of yet, it's good for the apostle and the pastor to begin to connect to those voices that speaks to him, that speaks in a direction that he is flowing and operating in, and adding those voices to his church so they can empower or balance the full operation of the ministry. So we can have all of heaven ministering in every service or at certain times across that month, across that year. These people are coming in and ministering and equipping the saints so they can be established, so they can grow, so they can mature, so they can be well-rounded to the voice and direction of God and how God is moving. This is called the many graces of God. The many sides of the grace are manifold graces of God. God has many sides to him as he turned and as he moved. We see the apostle, then we see the prophet, then we see the evangelist, then we see the pastor and the teacher. These gifts, these graces, they show up in services and they minister to the people with wholeness and perfection so that people can have clear direction and identification of who they are and empowerment when these gifts are all operating in the local church. We're going to see growth. We're going to see the environment of signs, wonders, and miracles happening all the time. It's normal for people to get out of wheelchairs. It's normal for people to throw back braces off. It's normal for people to stop taking medicine. It's normal for cancer to die when it comes to our environment. Why? Because we are in complete harmony with heaven on earth, with all the gifts in operation. Oh, this is powerful. This is what he says here. When we are absent of the balance, things begin to creep in the church that causes the revival to dry up and die. Wonder why so many churches lose momentum. Start off good, functioning ministry, powerful ministry, and down the road, 2 or 3 years, 5 years later, they lose that glory, they lose that fire, they lose that energy, that usefulness. Why? It's because they're not allowing all of the gifts to operate in that local church to keep it fresh. We need a fresh presence, a fresh anointing to flow in these ministries. And it flows when we have the fivefold ministry unified in one faith, one expectation, one vision, and one voice in the local church. It happens, and it can happen again, that revival will begin and never burn out. Never burn out. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is what he says. What happens in the environment when we don't have the balance? He said, unusual manifestations not found in the Bible. Unusual manifestation, we begin to start moving into areas that are fleshly and man-driven because we no longer are following the blueprint of heaven. So now we got unusual happenings in the church because we're out of balance. We're out of order. We're not connected. We think just one man can do it all. One man cannot do it all. That's why God sent him the ministry of helps. That's why God connect you with men and women of like precious faith so that we can come together and speak what the Lord is speaking, the rhema God is speaking right now, so our churches can have the balance. So our churches can have the balance. And we need that in our local churches. We need the balance. He said, unusual manifestation not found in the Bible, unprecedented scenarios and styles and uncomfortable focus on the supernatural and a notable inattention to the needs of the people began to create friction for many apostolic leaders. When we don't have the order, the order correctly, and we're only focusing on one angle, one side of the spectrum of the kingdom, and we are I was saying, well, let everybody else do that. We're not going to do that. But there are some things you, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor, teachers, you have to equip your congregation to function in the wholeness. In the wholeness. Even if I'm not the person that put my hands on it, I need the jewels in the pews, the gifts, the callings God has undergirded that local church with. I need those leaders, those mature saints to step up and put their hands on the work of ministry so as an apostle, you can continue to focus on heaven and earth ministry, and your ministry is flourishing because the other leaders and workers' hands are on the things that you're not perfected to perfect, if I can use that word, that your hands are not on daily in ministry. These daily hands of workers are working this system all the time while you continue to pioneer. This is why we must have the balance. If not, we're going to create another scenario in a local church that we're going to talk about in a few moments. If we do not create the balance. If we do not create the balance. Listen to what it says here. He said, begin to create friction for any apostolic leader. He said, all the people can see the distance growing between them and the apostle. As the apostle focuses in on the pioneering, he's getting further and deeper and deepening his assignment with God. And he's distancing himself from the people because the people are still back here dealing with needs. They're dealing with needs. They're dealing with hurts. They're dealing with other things in their life. When the apostles are so focused on apostolic, God's assignment, God's agenda, until the people are not able to keep up with his growth and his hunger level. That's why we must develop these systems in our local church to deal with the other issues that people deal with every day, so they can maintain a pace to keep up with leadership, with the apostle. Listen to what happens. He says, as the people's needs go unmet, they can begin to resent the way the apostle is choosing to use his or her time. Let's go through this. What's it? Travel meetings, connection with other apostles, apostolic leaders, and prayer seems like luxury expenditures of time when the needs of the people are screaming in their own ears. And this happens. The danger of this is that we cannot become angry with the people because they can't keep up or seem like they're not willing to keep up, but they're not willing to sacrifice and push and press and push and press to keep up or maintain. But we have to address those areas of concerns so that they can keep up. So they can keep up. It's easy to become angry. And I know as a pastor, a leader myself, and a pioneer myself, that people can make excuses. They can make, some lame brain excuses. You know, why they don't do, why they don't keep up, or why they don't participate, why they don't show up. Those things happen. That's just the reality of it. But there are some genuine concerns that we have also addressed so everyone don't fall through the cracks in the floor and become absent or ineffective or immature. So we have to address so they can maintain and keep up. It just is what we're saying. Listen to what he says here. I've heard people say, signs and wonders are great. Miracles are amazing. I am happy for all those people are those who are blind people who can see now. I'm excited about all those things. But we are going to another church where they care about people. Where they care about people. We're going to another church because the apostolic doesn't seem to care about people. And people, when they don't feel that there's a connection between the apostolic and themselves, but a distance, they become resentful and they bag up. They bag up because they don't feel there's a connection where the apostle are directly or indirectly addressing where I live, what I'm dealing with, the real issues in my life. The church does not address those areas because we want everybody so bad to be on our level that we don't see those who are not or who are having dysfunction or not able to reach that next plateau because there's no institution within our ministry that addresses that concern or that need. That concern or that need. And we all know that everyone in our congregation is not on the same level, nor have the same kind of income, nor everyone that's married, got a husband and wife. They're single parents, and those who are widowed in our ministry. So we have different issues, different people on different levels, dealing with different situations, and there's not just one size that fit all. This is why it's vital that the apostles begin to address and understand the balance that is needed. The balance that is needed. Because if not, whether it's prophetic, whether it's the evangelist, whether it's the pastoral, whether it's the teacher ministry, it doesn't matter. Any of these ministries that does not allow the equipping of the saints to come into full totality by having all five ministry and the ministry of helps operating to function to address issues and concerns of its parishioners, we're going to create a vacuum between the pulpit and the chairs. And that is going to cause some some criticism, some murmuring, and some separation to go on. Let's continue to read what he says here. He says, I've heard people say, signs and wonders are great, miracles are amazing. I am happy for those blind people who can see now, but we are going to another church where they care about people, where they teach the Bible, and where they are less emotional, those concerns people have. Now, I personally love the glory falling in the house. I love to see people worship and they express their love toward God and their worship toward God. Some people are laid back, quiet, unemotional in their emotion toward worship. But it's hard for to worship without emotion. Without emotion. But we have those groups also in the local congregation. But this is what it creates when we are not touchable or reachable to them. When they feel that that's a distance, that's a vacuum, that's a void. This is what it says. This church doesn't even have a way for new people to get plugged in. Now, these are concerns that we cannot ignore because we're saying, well, y'all need to keep up. Y'all need to read your Bible. You need to pray more. Those become concerns of the apostolic and the prophetic because that's where we operate all the time. But there are people who struggle that has to be addressed. And this is why it's important the Church of Acts of the Apostles 6 and 4, when they begin to set these men in places and lay hands upon them and release them to the work of this ministry, is because they realize there are issues in growth. There's issues in expansion. that has to be addressed in order for us to keep the environment of the culture together. Murmuring, complaining can become a contagious disease, a virus in the local church. And you'll be wondering why your congregation is dwindling, why there are people leaving. Because there's a murmuring going on, there's something that's not being addressed. And a lot of times, if we're not careful, we'll become mad at the situation and bitter at the situation instead of addressing it properly. We do more damage and harm to the local congregation and some good people because we do not address the concerns properly. The local church in the Acts of the Apostles did exactly what was needed. They equipped themselves with men to oversee this daily operation of what is called needs, the needs of people. They were apostles, but they used the wisdom and the guidance of the Holy Spirit and addressed the situation and settled and calmed the criticism. And the Bible talks about how mighty were the word of God and how the priests became subject into that wisdom. And they increased. Now, let's go on to say what he says here. This may seem petty, but it is a real complaint that moves people away from an apostolic leader. In a revival environment, after a while, now, this is what it creates when we don't address it. This is what it creates. Open heaven and open back doors are the sweet and sour of the apostolic leader. This is why they need the rest of the team. People are coming in and leaving out. It's the revolving door. People are coming in and leaving out. Coming in and leaving out. Why? Because we're only one-sided. Just one-sided. We're dealing with one, addressing one area. Remember, even the apostolic, the prophetic, ministry is people. We're called to minister to people. The gospel is preached to people. This is why it's vital. You're in a people ministry. The kingdom is people oriented. It's kingdom. It's dealing with people, humanity. And we have to address that in order for us to be effective. In order for us to bring people into maturity and enlightenment, we have to address it. Listen. We have to be clear. That's why the culture of honor is being taught. That's why apostles have allowed this teaching, this training to come to you. Because we want you fully understanding, fully maturing in understanding the operation of the kingdom. The operation of the kingdom. So you won't be dysfunctional and we don't function in a dysfunctional manner. Because the more you understand with clarity and accuracy how the kingdom operates in the gifts and callings, their positions, how necessary they are to the body of Christ, how that you can receive their gifts and their graces, the more effective you're going to be as a son and a daughter of God. Listen, I love you. Until next time, God bless, and we'll look forward to entering into the prophetic. Wow. Get ready. Love you. See you next time.